I'm speaking with Aaron Hilgartner and Christian Henry, who are starring in Ithaca High School's production of the musical Anything Goes, being performed April 7th through the 9th in the Ithaca High School Culp Auditorium. And Aaron and Christian, thanks for coming in and talking with me today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
So Aaron, let's talk about the production, Anything Goes. The musical premiered in 1934 and features songs by the American composer Cole Porter. So I'm wondering, could you talk a little about the plot and how the director is presenting the musical so that it is relatable to viewers in the year 2017?
Sure. I think the great thing about this show and about Cole Porter's great music is that it's sort of a timeless musical theater feel. It's a really funny script, really laugh out loud comedy throughout the show, and the songs are real toe tappers, really fun numbers. There's a lot of great music and great characters, really funny, funny characters, but not depthless. They're three-dimensional, and it's a really great show. I think that's the reason why it stuck around for so long, and it's been revived twice on Broadway. It was revived with Patti LuPone, and then it was revived with Sutton Foster in 2011. And it, I think the reason it's still relevant is because it's so good and because viewers keep coming back for it, because it's a really great show.
Okay, and Christian, can you give like a quick overview of the plot? What happens?
Yeah, so the plot centers around Billy, who is this stockbroker in New York, and he's madly in love with this woman named Hope. And she's arranged to get married to this English guy. And Billy follows Hope onto this boat, and on this boat is Billy's best friend, Reno, and also two gangsters, Irma and Moon, plus Billy's boss from New York. And so it's this comedy of errors of Billy trying to make Hope love him while also appeasing his boss, who thinks he's in New York, and also Reno being there trying to perform on the boat. And it's hilarious because it's a comedy of errors, almost Shakespearean, mm-hmm. where at one point, Billy is dressed up as an old lady because he's trying to disguise himself so that people don't know who he is. And it's crazy. And it's crazily hilarious. The music is great.
And Christian, you play Billy, and Aaron, you're playing Reno, his friend, right? Mm-hmm. So, Aaron, I was wondering, you know, I read that Ethel Merman played Reno in the original production. And I think of Ethel Merman as like this woman who just belts out songs, and she's got this really brassy voice.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I'm just wondering if you watched any older productions in the musical to try to figure out your character. How did you learn how to play your role?
Oh, yeah, I definitely watched. I watched a lot of videos of Patti LuPone and Sutton Foster and Ethel Merman. And the thing is, like, as the show has been done over the years in different decades, the style of musical theater and what people like to listen to has changed. So the style of singing nowadays is a little bit less brassy, not exactly like Ethel Merman, kind of more like Sutton Foster, which is sort of a more clear tone, a very sort of pleasing to the ear sound. The style sort of changes with the times, mm-hmm. definitely. But it's really interesting to see how the production has been done differently over the years and how the characters have been played differently. Patti LuPone definitely played Reno much more out there and crazy and very, very Patti LuPone, which is just, she's a phenomenal performer because she takes up the whole stage. Mm-hmm. And Sutton Foster is a little bit more intricate, a little bit more like develops relationships with Billy and with the other characters in the show. And I don't know, it's been really interesting to see how different people have done it, because it's the kind of character that you can kind of bring your own interpretation to and sort of bring a new feel for whenever you do it. So, yeah.
And Christian, so could you talk a little about your role, you know, as Billy? He's the stockbroker, you said, mm-hmm. and finds himself in this Broadway show or whatever. And I guess in this place where he needs to conceal his identity, right? Mm-hmm. So how did you come to learn your character?
Well, he's very interesting because on top of being a stockbroker, he's a ladies' man. He is very good with the ladies and making, and all of his disguises are wrapped around love. He's so love struck. And so for me, it was really just seeing where the line was between him being goofy and having such rapid, witty conversations with Reno, and also being this suave, like very cool ladies' man. So it's been really interesting to play with physicality and how he speaks, because there's a difference between like speaking a little lower and speaking with more of a hello, and then mm-hmm. also speaking with like a ooh, gotcha. Like there's more the more angular you can make your sound, and then also the like smoother way you can make your sound. So it's very fun to just play with him.
And it sounds like his voice changes depending on who he's on stage with.
Oh yeah, totally.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so Aaron, there's some classic tunes in this musical by Cole Porter that have been probably covered by thousands of jazz musicians and singers.
Yeah.
And even though Cole Porter was a very witty lyricist, how do those meanings that he had in his songs keep current?
Well, when Anything Goes was written in the 30s, it was really kind of an escapist musical, because it's really hearkening back to the decade of the 20s when everybody was free and it was just such a fun time. And it's set in the 20s, but it was written in the 30s. So that's why it was so popular at the time, is because it was just this fun musical of all these people in love with the wrong person. And it's hilarious and great music. And people love to come to the theater and get away from their rough life and the rough things that were going on politically and in the country, and come and see this fun show. And I think that throughout history, there are times when we need an escapist piece, and when we need to sort of forget our worries and come to just a fun musical. And I think that that's another reason why it's carrying on to the present day, because, you know, people are always going to need that kind of fun time.
And so, Christian, what's your favorite tune that you sing in the musical?
My favorite tune to sing would probably be Easy to Love. The melody is just so stunning, and the scene in which it happens is also just very, it's very fun. Mm-hmm. The whole show is very fun.
And Aaron, how about you? What's your favorite tune to...
My favorite tune to sing is probably Blow Gabriel Blow, which is a really fun all-cast dance number. Reno's character, she's a nightclub singer, but her act is kind of, quote, saving sinners. So she pretends sort of to have this sort of evangelicalist air about her. So it's Blow Gabriel Blow is talking about Gabriel blowing the horn, and how, you know, everyone can be free to not be a sinner and confess their sins and stuff like that. And it's very funny because in reality, it's very kind of, you know, sultry kind of number and very much not religious in any way. So it's fun. And the whole show is just a lot of those ironies. Mm-hmm. At one point, Billy, the captain thinks that Billy is Public Enemy Number One, because Public Enemy Number One was supposed to come onto the ship, and he's not actually there, but he thinks Billy is the guy, is the criminal. And everybody rejoices because Public Enemy Number One is this big celebrity, and everybody wants to be on board with a celebrity because that would be cool. So it's funny because that's sort of the meaning of Anything Goes, which is the title, is, you know, we celebrate when there's a criminal on board, like anything goes is basically what it means. Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds like the times now too. So
yeah.
Anything you want to say goes.
So. Exactly. Yeah.
So Christian, I've heard that there's tap dancing in the show, and I'm wondering, how did the performers who maybe have never tap danced before take on the task of learning their tapping techniques?
We have a great choreographer, Laura Preston. And so there's 12 of us who are tapping in the show. It's the eight angels, and then Reno, Billy, Moon, and Irma. And we are taught the choreography back in January for Anything Goes, and that's the big tap number. And so we're taught early so that we can make sure that we have all of our sounds and all of the moves solid, because we do have people who are just learning how to tap dance. And it's not easy. It's actually quite difficult, but it's something we all come to the challenge, and we know that it's something that we can do. And so we're practicing all the time. We're doing running flaps around our houses. Like, we're doing everything we can to make sure that the choreography is, like, top notch.
I wonder if some of the performers in the musical were in the recent Running to Places production of The Music Man, because there was tapping in that as well.
I think a lot of kids have done Running to Places, but some kids are just, this is their first musical. And the great thing is that the rehearsal process has been really fun for everyone. The directors have been really encouraging and really great, really nice. And it's just been a really fun time for people of all different experience levels to just come together and put on a fun show and have fun together. So it's been really great.
Erin, could you talk a little about the pit orchestra? Are there any special features to their role?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, this is a great musical for the pit. It's mm-hmm. It's got really great music. They're really, really great musicians from Ithaca High School who are actually just kids from our high school who are really good, and they're playing in the pit. And we just had the Zitzprobe, which is when we get to sing with the orchestra for the first time. And it was so fun to hear and to sing with them, because they're so great and it sounds really professional. And the whole thing put together is just really, really exciting.
And Christian, what's the scenery like? I heard that there's going to be a huge ship on the stage.
Yeah, there is. It's quite simple in many ways and very complicated, because we do have a big boat on stage. And so we don't have a whole lot of other things to distract from the boat. But then we also, so we have a jail that comes on at one point. We have some cruise ship rooms that are brought on. And yeah, it's going to look amazing. It's going to have great lighting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really nice.
So Erin, how can our listeners find out more about Anything Goes?
You can go onto the website IHS Musical Theater with an R-E at the end, .webs, and that has information on the performances and the dates, and I think you can get tickets on there also. Mm-hmm. So yeah, and then we will also be selling tickets at the door. Mm-hmm. The performances are April 7th to the 9th, April 7th and 8th at 7:30, and April 9th, which is the Sunday, at 2. So it's a matinee on Sunday.
Erin Hilgartner and Christian Henry, actors in the upcoming Ithaca High School production of Anything Goes, thanks for talking with me today.
Thanks so much for having us.